Baba Basra, Daf Nun Gimel, Ahmed Beis, page 53, side B. But if he made a chazak in one of them kidei in order to acquire it and its friend, Oisa Kona, that one he is Kona. However, Chaverto le Kona, but the friend he is not acquired because the boundary interrupts in between them, and when you make chazaka in one, it doesn't help the chazaka in the other one. But if he wants to hold on to one of them and only in order likness is chaverta to acquire the friend, the other one, so besides not being koine because he did not make chazaka, af oiso leikonos, also the field that he's holding on, he wasn't koine. Because a person cannot acquire only from his knowledge wanting to do so. The Gemara brings now a doubt with regards to purchasing two fields with a boundary and a meitzah between them. Boy, Rabbi Zeder asked the question: if herzik ba'achas mehem, if one holds on in one of the fields in which there is a meitzah, where there is a boundary that interrupts between them, in order liknois oisa. In order to acquire what the field that he's holding on, and also the meitzer, the boundary, and also the other field that's next to it. Now, what is the din? Does he acquire them all or not? What is the question? Do we say that meitzer darachadahu, that the boundary of the field is one with it, and therefore when he made the chazak in the field, he can also acquire the meitzar, the boundary, and since the meitzar is close to the next one, it's also considered to be a part of the second one. The kani, and therefore is koine also the meitzar, the boundary, and also the field that's next. Dilma, or perhaps you'll say, hay luchu dekoy, vay luchu dekoy, that the meitzar stands by itself, and the field stands by itself, and they're not looked at, they're not judged as one piece of property, and therefore he's not doesn't acquire the meitzer by acquiring the field, and also the field that is next to it is not koin. The Gemara concludes teiko, that this remains a question, this shaila remains in the suffix. The Gemara brings an additional doubt. Boy, Rabbi Lezer is the question: if a person herzik b'meitzer, if he holds on in the boundary that is between the fields in order liknois shteyem, to acquire both of them, mao, what is the din? Can he acquire them or not? And the question is, mi amrina, do we say that even if we said that when you make a chazok in the field, you cannot acquire the boundary, the meitzar, it is only because the meitzar doesn't need the field. And by acquiring the field, there is no touching in the ownership of the meitzar. And therefore, doing a chazok in the field does not considered to a chazok in the boundary. But when he makes a chazok in the boundary, since the high meitzer afsero da'arahu, this boundary is what guards the field, just like the afser that guards the animal, and therefore it is enslaved to the field to guard it. So when you acquire the meitzer, the boundary, you already touching the ownership of the field, the koine, and therefore when you make a chazok in the meitzer, then it's also chazok in the fields, and you're koine them. Dilmore, perhaps we'll say, that the meitzer, the boundary, stands by itself, and the field stands by itself, and he does not koine the fields by making a chazok in the meitzer. And the Gemara concludes, teiku, that this remains a suffix, in a shayla suffix. Since we explained the din of the chazok in the field, in one field, in order to acquire another field, the Gemara explains now the chazok in, if one makes chazok in one house, in order to acquire another house. Amar Rab Nachman, Amar Rab Rabua, so Rab Nachman said, Rab Rabua, shnei botim, two houses of a convert that dies, that were zelifnim izeh. They're one inside the other. In order to reach to the inner one, you have to go through the outer one. And the inner one has a privilege, rights to go through the outer one to the public the area. So what happens if herzik bechitzain, if he made and acquired in the outer, liknois, in order to acquire it kenoi, then he acquires it. But if he makes the chazaka in order, liknos oisei ve'esapnimi, the outer one and the inner one, only chitzin kona, only the outer one he was kona. But the pnimi lekona, but the inner one he did not kona, because the outer one has no connection to the inner one. But if he holds on in the outer one in order, liknos esapnimi, only to acquire the inside one. So besides not acquiring the inside one of chitzin amilekon, so he's also not acquiring the outer one either, because he had no intention to buy the outer one to make chazak in the outer one to acquire the outer one, and the inner one he cannot kainer through the chazak in the outer one. But if hechzik bapnim, if he makes a chazak in the inner one in order to acquire the kinoi, then he's kainer. And if he holds on to the inner one kidei in order liknos oisev esachitzay, the inner one and the outer one kana shneiem, then he acquires both of them, since the inner one has a passageway through the outer one to walk out to the public domain. And when you make a kinyan in the inner one, it's also automatically a kinyan in the outer one. However, if he makes a kinyan, he makes a chazok in the inner one in order liknos esachitzay, to kinda just the outer one af pnimi lekona, so also the inner one he's not kinda, because since he did not have intention to acquire it, and therefore he also is not kinda the outer one. Now the Gemara brings what type of situation is considered to be a chazaka in order to acquire the assets of the ger, and what way is not a chazaka. Omar Rab Nachman, Omar Rab Barabua. Rab Nachman said, "Omar Rab Barabua, Haboyin Paltarin, one who builds palaces, gedolim, large palaces, benichse ager in the assets of the convert, ubo achar, and another person came, vehemid lahen, and he places to these palaces, lost his doors. So the one who places the doors, kono acquires." The assets. The more explain my time. What's the reason that the second one acquired not the first one? Because Kamo, the first one that built the palaces, Livnei Baal Moda Apich, he just turned around bricks and organized the one on top of the other. He did not make any acquisition of closing or fencing that improves the property. But although that he built the palaces, because even after building all these palaces, you can still enter there. But once the guy makes the door, he stops everybody from coming in, so then he did something to prevent other people. So that's the opinion for no God of the Poritz. The Gemara brings an additional way to make a chazok. Amar Rav Dibbar Yosef, Amar Rav Elozer. Rav Dibbar Yosef says, Nehmer Rav Elozer. Hamoytzei Paltarin. One who finds palaces that were built b'nichse ager in the assets of the convert that died, and there's nothing what to make new or to build in order to have a chazaka in order to acquire them. B'sod bahem siyud echod oiki yud echod, or he plastered one plaster or made some sort of a shape, a design that's engraved in the wall. K'nom his koinam. The Gemara explains, Kamo, how much does he need to plaster or to make a shape in order to acquire it? The Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi says, Amo. It's an Amo, an Amo, an Amo. Amar Rabbi Chizda says, and that Amo, an Amo needs to be Ukeneged HaPesach, it has to be opposite the door. Over there, that type of act is considered important because that appears to be more for beauty. The Gemara brings another additional way for a chazaka. Omer Rab Amram says, Rab Amram, hi Milsa, the following matter, this matter that he's going to say, Omer Lon was said to us, Rab Sheshes says that from his own opinion, Va'an Naharinu Ainin, and he enlightened our eyes. In other words, he proved his words, B'masnita from a braisa. So what did Rab Shesha say? That Hamatzi Amatzo is one who spreads out sheets b'nichse hager in the assets of the convert, and he lays upon them on the ground. Kono, then he acquires the assets, although there is no correction in the property, because since his body is enjoying the assets of the convert, that's chazok. And Rab Amram continues to explain, and he enlightened our eyes with a proof, masnita from a braisa. From which braisa did he prove this? The Tanya, we learned in a braisa. Ketzad, how do you acquire an evet karani b'chazoka with a chazoka? No aloi min ola ivdi. Slave tied his shoe. That's a type of a service that he performed for him. Or he untied his shoe. Or that he took his garments, his vessels, after him into the bathhouse. And likewise, if he undresses him from his garments, or he bathed him, or he anointed him with oil, or he scratched him, and he dressed him, and also and he put on his shoes, and he picked them up. He acquired him, because these types of services is the chazaka of an odin, of a master and a slave. So also here, that the fact that he uses the property, that is the chazaka, that is the proof, the chazaka that's needed to acquire it. The braisa continues on Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, Loitei chazaka, that the chazaka with which you acquire a slave should not be gdele magbo, greater than raising it. Shagbo, because once somebody raised, that's a very powerful kinyan. Because koine b'chol mokoyim, you can acquire with raising it up in any place, even in the property of the seller. And therefore, for sure, that the slave can be acquired also by raising the slave. So the Gemara asks, my Kama, what is the Tanakama saying that if you raise them, you're a koine? Who raised whom? And what did Rav Shimon censor him in saying that Agbah is koine? But the Tanakama also said so, that it's koine. The Gemara answers, Hochikomar, this is what the Tanakama is saying. Higbiyei l'rabbeir, the Eved, the servant, picks up the master. For example, he needed to bring him up to his bed. Kinoi. So with this, raising him, he's koine chazoka, because he's serving his master. But if higbiyei rabbi loy, but if the master raises the Eved in order to acquire him by raising him, then he's not koine, because hagbah, raising something, can only acquire when they talk about movable, metaltlin, which is the custom to raise them. But it's not the usual thing to raise people. Rav Shimon says, no, loitei chazoka, so that this chazoka of putting on the shoe or dressing him or similar to this should not be gedoylo magbah, should not be greater than raising of the master or of the master the slave. Shagbo, because Shagbo is a very strict, it's a very serious, because koine b'chol mokoyim, it can be acquired in every place, even in the property of the seller, as opposed to meshicha, mesira, that when you pull or when you give over, and it can also be koine in Rishus Rabim and the Simta, the side of the Rishus Rabim, and therefore he can also be koine the slave. The Gemara explains another halacha in the chazaka and the assets of the ger. Rabbi Yirmiyah says he was from the place that his name was Biri. Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, hi man, this one.